This week on Clown College.
That'd be horrible.
I was treating one, and they went to the fucking doctor. They didn't even look in there. Went to urgent care. He was like, yeah, okay, this is what you do. Prescribe me something that I went to four different pharmacies and can't get.
Guess where he got the medicine from?
Where'd you get this medicine from?
Star Market.
Ooh.
Was the only place.
That's where I get my medicine from.
Really?
Yeah, that's what that
is.
Well, I mean,
it's a compound, because the compound, that means they have to make it. So I still haven't got it yet because it takes a day to make it.
So it's just some Asian man in the back making your
cream for you? Dude, it's that psycho. No, my bad. I don't even refer to
that. His name is Hassan. He's a good guy.
So it's not that pharmacist back there? Because I had, you remember that pharmacist I told you tried to violate me? At that concert? That was Stars Market.
I feel like a lot of stories come back to
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on a ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while to fit down the clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon.
I don't know,
and
man.
He's gonna make it make a little noise just because he wants to.
What are you talking about?
Don't touch it. You don't have to touch it.
Oh, okay.
Yo, you know I was at Chipotle earlier, and it's like, oh, white lady kept like calling the like beans Negroes.
How would I know that?
She just kept yelling. She like, and then because she said it in like a Mexican accent, she's like, I want the Negroes. And now I looked over, she was just white as hell.
Well, that's what that means in Spanish.
I know, but I was like, you could have said black beans. She just kept saying like aggressively.
Maybe she was Spanish though.
When she started talking normal, it was country as hell.
Well, they have white Spanishes.
She just wanted to say Negro.
Yeah, because she was like country as hell.
Uh-huh.
I was like, damn.
How she look?
Old, man. Mm. Like 75, had the glasses.
Yeah.
Pro-Trump.
How do you know she was pro-Trump?
She looked like a patriot.
That's what I'm saying.
Open carry, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, that's not open
she would
carry,
shoot my ass. And that's not...
I saw a decked out Uber driver, like had an Uber t-shirt and a, you know, pistol and shit. Like she was full on open carry. She had combat boots on. And I was like, what's going on?
That's what you need if you're a female Uber driver.
Oh, well, yeah.
I agree.
That's what she said. She was telling me that Uber is the most dangerous job. She'll get shot more than cops. It's way more dangerous than cops. I was like, I don't know about all that.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Might be stretching that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't shoot an Uber driver.
Me neither. For why? Why would I shoot?
It's very rare to be murdered for nothing but noodles, you know?
I saw a dude pull up with an axe going into a music store earlier, too. I was going into joints.
What?
Yeah.
What was he doing with the axe?
He went into the Guitar Center up there?
Yeah.
Mid-City?
Yeah, he just... Yeah, like,
wait, are you talking about like an axe? Like,
no, I'm talking about like I'm talking about like a legit axe.
Oh, no.
What if it was just a guitar shaped like an axe?
No, dude, that was an axe.
Oh no!
Like I was like,
wait, was it?
I need it.
It was an ask?
No, or like axe, like like slicing some trees down axe. Man.
Yeah, well, look up axe attack in Huntsville. Make sure you didn't see a cry about to happen. Yeah, you don't have to.
We pull it up. Six murdered in a guitar store. Man was wielding an axe. It's just Brandon fleeing the scene. Like, I don't even know about all
or
this.
What's suspect.
You just see me asking for it. I'm like, I need that, man. I don't know why. It looked cool. Damn, bro. He kind of looked like that dude, but that's not him.
Why'd he look like a serial killer?
That's not him, but he looked like that guy.
Oh, my God.
There's a pain there. If only his stepdad hadn't touched him or whatever happened.
Yeah. I mean, he's very pretty. I understand why his stepdad did.
Wow. Well,
well, he's no John Bonet.
You know what I mean? Jesus Christ.
He's a boy.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Not much you can do. Yeah, let me accept and save that.
Don't put that.
We'll put
those...
JJ's face on it. We'll Photoshop it just his eyes, nose, and mouth.
We could put Charlie on there quite easily.
Ooh, yeah.
Charlie
quite easily. Yeah, mm-hmm. Similar.
Just have
hair.
Him like look up like that, and then just cut it.
I think Charlie's hair more taken care of though.
Yeah, it would take Charlie a minute, but he would be like, "No, my hair is it has no oil." You know,
When he started out, Charles Hood.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like that. That does look like Charles
he did
Hood.
Have long hair.
I want to put that one of those if I can find that.
You put a wig on him. That's right.
I've got a picture of Charles with his long hair.
Yeah, he looked goofy. He looked like Evan Peters from fucking the serial killer.
And I've got him looking up at a compatible angle.
American Horror Store?
No, the one where he played the dude. He looked like just that kind of 70s, killer.
Dahmer was a good one. He got a lot.
Yeah.
Charles gets me. Done.
He got a bad rap.
He was a real scallywag, that guy.
Nah, man, he would have got us all, bro. Fuck that.
Nah,
he would have got
anything over here.
He was just into a little.
I would have ate his ass
before
he ate my ass, bro. Fuck
like
that shit. I'll tell you that shit. Nah, I'm just fucking with you, man. But nah, man, cause I'm like, nah, man.
Yeah,
you gonna try to cook me, bro? Fuck that shit.
You gonna eat? You gonna eat his ass?
I don't think you would have fallen for all of it.
Okay,
you wouldn't have fallen for all of it.
Oh no, not all of it.
I can't believe he got those black dudes in his fucking.
That's what the fuck I'm saying.
Now, what part of it do you think he would have fallen for?
So, I would have been, at first, I could have been like, hey, man, we're going to be friends and shit. But then once, once I pulled up to the house, because I'm already suspicious, man. I don't know why.
He got you back to the house.
Yeah, but as soon as I get to the house, I'm going to have something just in case. So if he pull out something, I pull out something too.
But like, if it happened right now, what would you have?
But he drugged him, Brandon.
Let's see, man.
Because you guys are at the bar, you're like, oh, it's a cool dude. I'm going to go back home with him.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going back home.
Well, you just said you would.
No, okay, and I take that back. So wait a minute. So he's taking him back at the club?
Wherever. No, he could be at a coffee shop or whatever.
Nah, man,
he would profile you, dude.
Like that.
He would tell you he's got
a second location.
He would tell you he's got like something signed by Kurt Angle. You know?
Damn.
Yeah.
He's got a fish tank and a PlayStation 6. You'd be like, PlayStation 6, you know? And you go over there and he drugged him, dude. Like, so you go over there, you want to play PlayStation. He gives you a ginger ale.
I gave you a drink out there, you're just like,
I really know you.
Like, every time I go to somebody's house, if they offer me a drink, I'll just have one.
No, man. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to be really cool with the person.
See, he'd do it weird. He'd like pour it. See, no one I've ever asked for a drink from like has poured it in a cup like that.
No.
Kind of shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So, right? Like, you know, you could put the roofie in the can, right? Like,
he cracks it for you.
Hey, pro tips for any fellers out there that,
you know, actually, man.
Really, first of all, though.
A little sleight of hand.
I couldn't do it now. I've been watching like these prison videos of my uncle. And, I learned that there was like one thing where if you like take a bunch of stuff from like a random dude, especially like in there, and it's like that type of mentality, they're gonna do something in the end that you're not gonna want. Like then they be like, "Hey man,
you owe me."
Yeah, you owe me.
You owe me.
And it's usually the ass.
Well, sometimes.
And then you gotta fight in the cell and shit.
Yeah, they want your significant other to bring in drugs for you. You know.
Oh.
So you can bring in drugs, but sometimes it's ain't a penetration.
Most of the times it is. Well, I saw that booty warrior. Did you see those booty warrior Instagram thing where he's talking about if you fart? Yeah, and he said if you fart, that means that your like thing is real loose and stuff like that. Did you hear?
I do know the booty warrior. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, he literally said. He said like if you fart in prison, that's a bad thing because then people are gonna be looking around and being like, "Ooh, man, that dude, that means it's loose. We're gonna go in there."
It's a call sign.
Yeah,
it's a mating call.
And we would have all been fucked, man. We all fart.
I fart like a motherfucker.
Me too. Yeah. I was farting on the way here.
Mm-hmm.
You mean on the way from the living room to the podcast?
No, I'm talking about my car, man. In my car, I let it rip in there. I'm not gonna let it rip in your house.
You hotbox yourself, or you roll down a window.
Nah, man, I don't roll down a window for nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you. I like the smell too.
There was.
What you want to know where you're at?
Oh, 100%.
Oh yeah. See what's wrong with you, man.
There was
yeah,
one
like,
time.
Right diagnostics. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're like everything good. Awesome.
Patient assessment on your own ass,
dude. Once ChatGPT can smell. Dude,
no,
it's over.
I guess
it's already over.
Probably away.
I don't think it needs to even smell for it to be over, dude.
Yeah, shit, it's already.
Remember
it's
Marvel's?
All cool.
Remember Marvel's Endgame? You know, he could never smell, dude. You know, he's still running shit.
What?
Marvel's Endgame? Brandon knows what's up.
Yeah.
The Endgame, the movie, The Endgame.
Oh, no, my bad.
Wait, are you talking about Age of Ultron?
Yeah,
Age of Ultron. Because I haven't watched The Endgame. Yeah, I never saw The Endgame.
Yeah, Age of Ultron with the dude from Blacklist. He played the AI.
Oh, yeah, James Spader. No, yeah, James Spader. He's sick. Yeah. We should get him in the pod. Sick.
Mm-hmm. We should get him in the pod.
Yeah, I bet.
Just like we should get, you know, fucking
Kevin Spacey.
Exactly. Hey, nice.
Kevin Spacey might be
out. He actually got
Kevin Spacey. Dude, we need to get Alec Baldwin. He might come on since he just came out on the Epstein
list. Holy shit.
He came out on the Epstein list. Yes, he did. And also, so there's a new show on E.
Yes.
Yes.
Called The Baldwins.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The reality show.
Why would you do this to yourself?
He did that before.
This is the fall of the House of Baldwin.
Literally. It's just, like, dude, Steven must be on Vlad TV just looking like, ha, ha, ha. You know what I mean? Like,
he just had to know what it felt to drop the hammer on that camera lady. He just had to know.
Yeah.
He fucking put her down.
And Stephen Baldwin's on Vlad TV like, I've killed people. Yeah, I've done it. He I got away that? With it. No, I'm just saying.
Oh,
Stephen Baldwin's just goofy as fuck. Like, and he's on Vlad TV. Weirdly.
Yeah, what the fuck is Stephen Baldwin did on Vlad? But
damn.
That's an ugly motherfucker. You ever seen Vlad? Dude. Look up Vlad.
Oh, yeah, look up Vlad. Oh, yeah, and look up Stephen Baldwin, also ugly.
Can we get Vlad. A side-by-side?
Like, Randy? Alec Baldwin's the hot Baldwin, for sure.
Imagine that.
Hey, he was a stud back in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, dude, Glengarry Glen Ross.
Hold on, let me say DJ.
Wait, Alex? That's Vlad Tepish.
You know, that's a good Halloween costume.
Let's save that.
That could be a good Halloween costume, dude.
It could. Now, you know, his brother was gay.
Yeah.
His brother was gay for, like, Mohammed II.
What?
Yeah, a guy who conquered Istanbul. Looked a lot like you.
You mean Constantinople?
Yeah, Constantinople.
Go down to the middle Istanbul. Go with the red and the
oh,
bottom.
Oh, God. Right here? It looks like Paul Giamatti.
Oh, right here?
To the right, yeah.
Looks like, what's John Candy? He kind of looks like John Candy.
Yeah,
now.
John Candy
looks so much better than him.
Oh, yeah. John Candy looks amazing. Okay.
Seven books recommended by DJ.
Oh, let me go back. Yeah.
Little Red Riding Hood.
No, read the article. Little Red Riding
Hood. Yeah, man.
The book that they all wrapped, the llama book.
Everybody poops.
Yeah. I love his voice. He sounds like such a shit-eating motherfucker. Like, it's so funny. I do like him a lot.
Yeah, his stuff, he do be good. Like, they got mad at him for getting, like, rappers to snitch on himself. But, like, come on, man. If you dumb enough to go fucking talk to somebody about a murder that is unsolved, you know what I mean? What are you doing?
They're very stupid.
Yeah, you crazy. Why would you talk about it?
Never talk about it. You need to hide them.
I would wake up in cold sweats like,
me too.
You know?
Me too.
They're just going to talk about it in an interview.
You could never live a day in peace. Y'all ever see The Jinx?
Nope.
Yes.
The Jinx. And then he admits it on camera.
He admits it on camera.
And then he tries
Jinx
to go
is one
back.
Of the best documentaries
it's
of all
the
time.
Best documentary of all time. Have you seen part two?
Yeah. Part two, great too.
Great too.
Great.
Great.
The first part, yeah, I don't even want to tell you what happened. Just watch it. First of all, it's batshit crazy that people just knew that. He just said, yeah, I killed somebody and got off. You know, he's like, he said, I killed him, I chopped him up because I got scared. Didn't do a day.
No, not a day.
He told him that he chopped somebody up.
And he was already suspected of killing his wife.
Yes. Before that's his second one.
One time in the interview he said, like, what it would matter if I told anybody where, like, Kathy was buried, and he was like, nobody ever said she was buried.
Damn, man.
You know, and he's like, I just assumed.
So he's in jail right murdered. Now.
Oh, he's dead now.
Oh.
He was not on the run, he was just out for like 70 years or something like that.
During the trial and the second one, he's talking shit. He's on the stand talking shit. The lawyer's asking him questions, and he's just like, you just asked me the longest question anybody's ever asked me on my panel. You know, he's being a cunt on the thing. He's talking shit. They're like, did you kill three people? He's like, no.
And they asked, they said, would you lie to me if you did kill him? He was like, He's like, of course I would lie.
Smart man.
He was just hitting him with Jew facts, you know? He was a dirty heap. I saw him from a mile away.
Yeah, Jinx obviously is Yiddish.
Oh, shit. He could have convinced me of
I'm going to watch this.
Oh, the Jinx is great. Man, it's up there with the best. It's one of them.
Oh, you foiled my gefilte Jinx.
And then when Colin Farrell went on, he went on Jimmy Kimmel and did that detective thing, like two truths and a lie, and they have it in the envelope, and it's him and Vince Vaughn, and he's like, one of the things that could have been his, is it a lie or is it a truth, was I almost got charged with, was the suspect in a murder case, But I got cleared because I was on ecstasy and I wrote in my journal that I was somewhere else. And that worked. So he's like, so he was like, I blacked out, so I don't know. So Vince Vaughn's looking at him like, so there's still an unsolved, you know, murder going around here. And he's like, yeah.
Damn, man.
And then when he came back on, he did an impression of Robert Durst, the Jinx.
Colin Farrell.
Dude, you gotta watch it. And then afterwards, you get Vince Vaughn's. Afterward, he was like, yeah, I didn't know that story until like right then. He was like, I thought it was gonna be something fun, something light. You know how Vince Vaughn is? This is something fun. I didn't know you were gonna tell me about a murder that you could have been involved in.
Damn, he's fucking thinking.
Damn, bro. Just crazy.
He's too hot to like. I thought he looked uglier when I like thought of him.
No, he's a stud.
He looks like Oliver. Who's Oliver Stone? Not Oliver Stone. Roger Stone. No. He's in. He was on like Tiger Belly and shit.
Oh, Tiger Belly.
Oliver
Tree.
No.
Oh, the kid that went.
That's
viral?
Like Joe Pesci right there.
Who?
Oliver Tree. Remind me of Joe Pesci a little bit.
Don't ever say that again about the great Joe Pesci's name.
That's one of my favorite actors.
Put him in the fucking same category as Oliver Tree in anything.
He's not compared. I said, like, looks a little bit. That's fine, one. Without glasses.
There was a comedian wearing that exact outfit the other night at Levity Live. I swear to God, fuchsia and everything. There was another comedian who was wearing glasses.
What the fuck?
He looks like Alex DiMascalo.
He looks like a fucked up version. Like he just got in a fight and his whole face is like bent.
This is wild on heroin.
Send that to him. He'll love that.
Yeah. My Cousin Vinny, one of the best movies of all time.
I loved it.
Great movie.
Yes.
Oh, dude.
He reminds you of Oliver Tree. She's one of the hottest women of all time.
Just the appearance a little bit.
No, yeah, they look nothing alike.
Like the face, not the hair.
Nothing alike.
Right here. I would lay that man down. Brandon, you're seeing just the common nose.
Yeah, that's probably what it is there. Mm.
Look up, you ever seen Cry Baby? Are we recording?
We're recording.
No, like the screen?
Oh, no.
Okay, then never mind.
He's been taking the pictures.
Yeah, that's fine.
What did you say? Crazy to my crop right, but Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's how y'all pronounce it, right?
Johnny Depp.
Alex going to Hawaii. Jeff.
Oh, my God.
Be with your people. Be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to feel like not like the only one.
Oh, you're going to have a lot of y'all over there.
You might run into Chinese some Japanese, tourist, boy. Though.
Nah, I'm Japanese. It's more Chinese tourists what you can get over
there. There's a lot of Japanese tourists there.
And then we're in a touristy part.
Let me tell you, America. They don't move. They don't move out the way. They're always in packs. It's like 100 of them on a sidewalk, and there's a highway on the other side of the street, so you can't walk in that. You pretty much have to go through them like a bowling ball. Yeah. I mean, you literally just have to elbow them until
and
you get through.
Little yellow pins.
And they're small, so you hit their heads a lot.
Do you run sometimes?
Huh?
Do you like to run sometimes?
Run and jump into them? Yes. I would love to do that.
Chuck them.
Is that where your toast comes from? Zimizaki. Yeah. Yeah,
man. And then you just mash them. Boom.
Damn. It's like Madagascar 2 when he went to like Africa, saw the lions there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Who is he? What was the animal?
Who
was
that? Alex, right? Alex.
Yeah, Alex
that
the
was
lion,
his name.
Alex
hey,
the
well,
lion.
Yeah,
okay.
But Alex the lion.
Rawr.
Oh, that Rawr. Is a good compare.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
No, that's a good shit. That movie's good. Madagascar 2 was still good. It's one of those sequels that are still good.
Can we get this gay guy off the fucking...
Yeah, let's...
No, Johnny Depp? Oh, yeah, no. Dude, we should watch the Amber Heard trial.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Dude, I see that while I was going on. Like, it's too long.
Just the highlights.
We should watch the whole thing, because I think, she came out... I think she came out looking way worse than she actually should. Not saying that she didn't do anything bad, like shitting in a bed or whatever, but like he hired like this massive PR team to like cover his shit up during that whole thing, and she didn't have like
they
Johnny
both were
Depp
doing
up.
Crazy things that they like. Yeah. They like that. That's the only reason they were madly in love, because they like that shit, and that's what they were doing. She's crazed. Yes, he is crazed too.
Yeah, he hasn't had a comeback.
He didn't even know what he's doing.
He hasn't had a company. Yeah, he's just like a Marilyn Manson. They're like both like just fucking gone.
He's gonna do another Pirates of the Caribbean, I think.
Really?
Caribbean.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the first one yet. I gotta watch that.
You know.
God damn it.
If we counted all the times you just destroyed a word, continue. But he's gonna do it. You know, he might come back. He might do it.
Rango 2.
Ooh, I love Rango, man. I remember when that came out. I had the game.
I knew you would. I knew you would.
I had the whole game system, man. I was a kid when it came out. I was like,
yeah, you were
eight.
Like, yeah,
I was 8
you
years
were
old.
Prime Rango.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I was 8 years old.
You were prime. You were perfect for Rango.
Yeah, man.
Just, so what other? Did you watch Paddington?
Paddington, I have seen Paddington.
Dude, Paddington's great.
Yeah,
I heard it's good.
Dude, it's actually legitimately a great movie.
Made me cry.
And I can't even explain why. It's really just a kid's movie, but it's like just great. Yeah. They just did it really
it's
great.
It's hard. Right? It's like it'll touch your heart.
Yeah. Like,
Dune 2 will touch your heart.
Dune 2's not good.
I never seen all this. I never watched crazy. Dune. Like, I don't.
Paddington's like a bear they find in Africa, but they're like in a safari in Africa, like these British Imperial. Mm-hmm. But like, it's just, they're these bears that live in tree houses already. Like, they're just smart. Yeah.
They just talk.
Yeah, they just talk, and then one just comes back with them. Like, yeah.
He just goes around town like a regular person.
Yeah. Well, he's like a little kid. But okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Theo Vaughn was talking about him. He was saying how British bears would never be caught naked and shit, you know?
Yeah.
More class, whatnot, shit like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Theo Vaughn hasn't, like, seen some fucking... I've seen some dirty fucking Brits, dude. At least online. Maybe not in life.
But what about their bears?
Yeah.
But what about their bears? True.
I don't know if they have bears.
Are their bears well-dressed? Look. There's a European brown bear.
I met one British dude in my life, and I embarrassed myself. So it was when I went to Mexico with my brother. He's like, I'm having my friends... And come out, and this dude was married to one of his wife's friends, and I'm like, oh, you're British. I'm always wanted to meet a British person. He's like, yeah, he's talking, you know, with the accent. I'm like, I couldn't think of anything to say, so I was just like, you guys say like bruv.
Damn.
And he went like this. He was like, yeah, they say that, and didn't talk to me the rest of the trip.
Damn, man, that's just a genuine question.
It was so bad. I knew I fucked up as soon as I said it. I'm like, I got too excited, though. I'm like, I got a real one. This is right here.
That's so funny.
It could have been worse.
What could have
tried to do the accent? You know?
And I'm terrible at
that's like doing a Chinese accent to a Chinese guy. It's crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. Who, it's so much
do
fun.
A British accent.
It's like, so you get to say bruv, do you? Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Shrimp on the barbie. No, that's Australian.
Australian's easy. I know how to say one sentence I learned from a podcast. I like that hat, mate.
What does that mean?
I like that hat, mate.
I like it.
I like that hat, mate.
My favorite thing to say in a British accent is you're a naughty corker. You know, you're a dirty drunk.
That's horrible. You watch Peaky Blinders. You're like a Peaky Blinders
watch
Sigma,
Peaky
dude.
Peaky Blinders, dude.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. Like Peaky Blinders, it's going to be a lot. I'm trying to rewatch The Sopranos right now.
Ooh, don't go walking.
All right.
Gabagool.
No ganji. Yeah.
But, dude, The Sopranos is well fucking done. But the intro, I can't fucking stand.
Don't go
really?
Walking. No, I can't stand it.
People love the intro.
I know.
Because it came on too many times?
It's just
well,
like,
it's on in front of every episode.
It's outdated and it's long as fuck. It's just like the Game of Thrones intro. It's fucking ridiculous. It's insane.
But that tells
at
a story.
Point,
the Game of Thrones one, I don't know if that, you know, it tells part of the story.
Yeah. Well, it does with the map, yeah. Like,
great
yeah,
intros. Peacemaker.
Yeah,
Peacemaker is an amazing
intro.
Show.
I did not skip a single one. I laughed every single time.
Mm-hmm. I slept on Peacemaker for the longest time.
Great. It's great. Two's coming out like sometime this year, I think. But that writer's strike fucked tons of shit up, dude.
Dude, it's crazy how much like I think The Rock is the least, even though he's like the most paid actor now, he has the least chops of like him, John Cena, and Batista.
Oh yeah,
John Cena
and
Batista,
three for sure.
Yeah, but like, I think by a good margin. Like, yeah. I guess John Cena does play the dumb character really well. You know, that dumb funny character.
Yeah,
that is kind of his only good character. So I may be giving him a little bit too much, but the that Rock, shit was good in Peacemaker.
He could do like a Mickey Rourke. I could see him doing a dramatic thing, though.
I could, too.
I'd be interested to see if he
like
did.
Him trying to stop a bomb or something.
Mm-hmm. John Cena?
Yeah, like, get on the ground.
Oh, well, that easily. I'm talking about like an actual.
Oh, John Cena's just become synonymous with retards.
Yo, did you see?
There's nothing you can do about that.
They do. He is really good at improv because you see the outtakes on some of those movies. They just let him go.
He's still
like, he just does lie. Where they like the Will Ferrell movies, uh-huh. where they just let him go and go or whatever.
Yeah, you got to, dude. Like mm-hmm. Will Ferrell's outtakes on Eastbound and Down mm-hmm. is some of the best.
Rolling up and trucking. Those
hairy plums. And so, if you guys didn't notice, JJ's not here. He didn't shit himself this time.
No.
But I guess let's take a look and see where
See where he's at. Let's see what he's up to.
Live from a hotel in Nashville, sitting in the cup chair.
What if I was with the Bengals?
They've all got one. And this room actually has like a cup couch. You can't see it, but there's a whole like little living room next to the bed. I imagine maybe like a cup community could come up here and have a little coffee cake or something, like the yellow sticker one from Walmart. You can get them for like probably less than $3. They might expire the next day, but you know, if your wife is about to have sexual intercourse with another man, you're probably not thinking about longevity. I don't know. I think the cup chair gets a bad rep. You know, it's the only place in the hotel room that doesn't have cum on it. Somewhere overseas, scientists just invented a car that runs on water. It converts the water into ethanol or something. The only thing I can turn water into right now is piss. I've been trying. What else is up? I don't know what the guys are talking about. Man, I miss those rascals. You know, Brandon probably almost got molested again. That's always a good time. Dumb. Still fat, probably. Hey, Alex, you know, thanks for all your hard work doing the editing. I bet you're living it up in Hawaii, man. But don't venture out too far, man, when the tourists might mistake you for a hula girl and just steal you away, man. Put you on their dashboard with your, you know, that thing. I don't know. Is that racist? I can't tell. Can't tell anymore.
Want you and Bintiling.
That's it, dude. I'm tired of editing this shit. Take us out, Joe.
And that's all, folks.
Yo, I've been obsessed with that guy, though. That Biden? Tornado siren guy, man. Like, dude, I do a perfect impression of him, man. Like, I've been doing it all day. Like, everybody been getting mad at me in my house because I keep doing it. And they're like, I'd be like, okay, guys, tornado sirens. And I'd be like, there's a gorilla after me. 15 gorillas. There's a tornado. Time to run. Oh my God. He's a guy in my bed. What the fuck? Tornado siren time. I love that guy, man. I've been like following up on him every day.
I love him now. He's growing on me now.
I want to meet him one day. We'll become friends, man.
Oh, mm-hmm. Do you think he'd... Yeah, hell yeah. What? Maybe one day.
What?
One day.
One day what?
You'll meet him.
Oh, yeah.
You'll probably be in the same kind of groups as him.
Oh, dude, hey, I hope so.
Dude.
Yeah, same kind
It'd
of
be
an
honor. We'd we'll be in the same class.
Hit him with that ring. He'll know what's up.
Mm-hmm. He's also trying to be a firefighter. He's trying to be the siren.
Oh, dude, he could be on top of the fire truck just making that noise.
If you do that while you're on a call, dude.
No, I'm not. No, never. I was talking about him. I just hired him to be my siren. I'm like, yo, man.
Brady would drive the ambulance and make sound effects at the same time. With a diet person Lord. In the back, he'd be like, woo, woo.
We're going to get you there.
Woo, woo, woo. Stop. Beep, beep.
And then he does the hand signal, like the turn signals on
he
the
would.
Window.
That's
the
That's why he's rolling down the window. He's like, hold on.
Holy shit.
Oh, do you know those?
Yeah, left, right.
Yeah, left, stop. Right. I've seen people do that in front of me.
He just did left, right.
People
left,
do that right, in front of me.
Stop.
When they don't have blinkers, because they don't
did
work.
It wrong.
He did.
I don't. I never did that before. Brandon, I watch people do it. They do it in front of me. Like when they're driving, their blinkers off. They'll just do all those signs and be like, one dude, he'd be like this.
That's the Roman salute.
Then another one. Put
up, yeah, that's what Elon Musk was doing. He was just motioning in his direction.
You see, he got the haircut now, too?
Dude, I swear to God.
Hey, he's not even subtle about it.
It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything.
I mean,
what if he gets an X?
Oh, the crazy thing is people will still... Huh?
You should do the mustache.
No, no. See, I don't really like him.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I make jokes. What about Michael Jordan? People like him, they... Look, I'm telling you. You got to get these nerds out the office.
He's South African.
Dude, see, the thing is, I understand thinking Nazi jokes are funny. Sure.
Yeah.
Like, fine. Mm-hmm. But, like, to actually like that, like, because that shit's cringe as fuck. Like, well, like for Hitler, I mean, was
one
literally,
of the worst
like,
in the world.
He's clearly retarded.
I don't
retarded.
Even know. Like,
he's
know.
Clearly
but
retarded.
But to play smart into one. It, like, you know, he's like,
yeah,
oh,
it's all
I'm
the
amazing.
Play
but it's like, you might not want to go too far.
And turn around and bust another one.
And yeah. It's all the...
He hit it, and then he turned
hit it
around.
Again.
He's
come
like,
on,
in case
man.
Anybody missed it, there it is again. Yeah.
And it's all the move with they call it the Overton window of what... That's what people think is, like, reasonable and, mm-hmm. like, won't, like, riot over, right? Like, so, like, they're just they just keep on doing things more and more, but, like... Never too far to where, like, you know, their people will.
Yeah,
will jump
Nazi.
Ship. But
no, I don't
no
think
but
he's
doing,
I mean,
he's
doing it on purpose.
But he's using the Nazis.
He likes
to
the troll.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's smart.
He's being smart low. He's being low.
Deep state. If there is a deep state, God, please. If there's a deep state, please fucking save us. Deep state, work your magic, God. Yeah. Jews control the media. Please take it back.
Yeah, it's a lot of crisis going on. Did you guys see the other horrible crisis thing where John Cena turned heel? Man, he turned a bad guy.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
And then
I mean, that's pretty much the same thing as being a Nazi.
Basically what he did, he was like, fuck them kids, bro. And then you saw The Rock pulled out the belt, started whipping
Cody
Rhodes. He's like, huh?
What?
Whoops him like my mom. Well,
what is...
Nah, hold on, but you know what I mean.
Because yeah. John Cena turned heel.
Yes, he did.
And people are mad about this.
No, what I'm mad about is why didn't he do this 10 years ago?
Like, wasn't he always heel?
No,
your
he
mom
would have
been a good heel.
No, he's never been heel. That's
dude,
why
yeah,
he would have
whooped everybody's ass. But,
I thought he was rapping in Chinese, like doing ching chong.
No,
shit.
No, that
doesn't
real
mean
life.
You're heel.
That wasn't.
That's just a good time.
That wasn't fake. That was like legit him.
Just
he wasn't even on WWE doing that stuff. I was like, damn, okay.
No, I meant like in the ring, like so that was the good guy.
Oh, he's always been the good
that's
guy.
That's funny.
You talking about Thugonomics 2002?
Sure, I don't even know.
Imagine John Cena's market in China. Do you imagine how many Down syndrome
well,
people
he had
do they
to
have? Millions?
Well, you know that whole story, right?
Well, yeah, like he said something. He said
Taiwan
was a country.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I mean, how dare he, you know? Mm-hmm. They wanted him to keep a one China policy. I don't know about that.
Hey.
Really, but hey, you know.
Hey, we have our own Israel Palestine, right? Dude?
Well, you know, they left in like 1780.
I know it's got to be so much money to be, because it's like easy to sit back and be like, I would never do that. But it has to be like a lot of money. But I would have to do it in like a fun, like I would have to do it like a funny way, an inside way where they didn't know what I was talking about, but I was clearly making fun of them. Hmm. Like, Americans would know, but they wouldn't, like, an apology.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, well, John Cena did
because,
that.
You know, if it's like, if they're like, okay, you got 15 people that rely on you, and this is going to be a fourth of your guys' income, and sometimes you got to pony up, you know, be like, you know, we're not going to do that. We're going to take it back, but you got to do it in a slick way.
Yeah.
In some way, say,
and there's a
fuck
way to
the
do
Chinese.
It.
Yeah. You do it real sincere, but you put on a rice paddy hat. You go,
Dude, we should. There's a guy named Jesse's Tea House who's I found him during the pandemic. He like reviews teas, but I followed him, and he's actually an American he's an expat who lives in China and does stand-up in Chinese.
Oh, shit.
So, like, he's just a white dude who's, like...
Slays?
Exactly, like, I'm sure he fucking slays tons of... Because he speaks... He's really knowledgeable about the culture. So, like, yeah.
There's a guy I watch on fucking YouTube and Instagram and shit, and he just speaks fluent Chinese.
That dude.
Yeah.
That dude.
Fluent
he's called,
Korean.
Like, yeah.
They love him. These women, they love him. He speaks
Ethiopian. He'll speak
He speaks every.
He'll learn a language and then go to the place.
And when he talks to these girls, he's reasonably cute. When he talks to these girls, like on chat roulette or whatever, you know, they always fall in love with him. The second he busts out in their language, they're like, "Oh my god, you're so
all these
crazy
Filipino girls."
They go crazy. They just you could throw their panties against the wall. Like, it's insane. They'd stick.
Wow, they'd stick, huh?
Yeah, they'd stick, Brandon.
It's because it's the third world yeast infection.
Exactly. You could drown a toddler in those panties.
You could also... You could also culture a wonderful sourdough.
That's why when I was a kid, I tried to learn French.
But imagine the dough, Brandon.
The dough? Like the what, the money?
No, the sourdough.
Oh, the sourdough, okay.
Because of the yeast.
Oh, yeast infection? Is that what you're talking about from all them panties?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Like
you could harvest your lady's yeast and make a nice
you can
bread.
Do that.
You can make bread. Dude, did you see there was a dude, Xbox shareholder or something, that made like 4,500-year-old bread with some yeast?
Yo.
I know, that's kind of cool, though.
That is very cool.
He eat it?
Oh, dude, that's a good question. I didn't finish it. I was just like, that's a bold-ass dude. I would eat it.
There was a... Shit, what was I just about to say? Something about the yeast. I know they've found a lot of old. They found like old wine before.
Yeah, I've seen that, and they drunk that.
Yeah,
and that was like 1,000 years old or something like
crazy.
That.
Like in a shipwreck.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay though, right? Because alcohol, it doesn't spoil.
I don't know if it's okay. No one knows. If that's okay, because no one's done it. Like,
something.
Right?
Unless it was the Egyptians and shit.
I mean, I'm sure they were fine. Well, no one's drank, like, 1,000-year-old wine. Like, we don't have many cases.
I mean, how long
the
Egyptians rule, though? Didn't they rule for over 1,000?
Yeah. Well, no, they... Yeah, literally.
For
like
over
that, yeah.
So if they made it, like, in the beginning.
And they had honey. Like,
oh, yeah, I guess maybe. Yeah, we don't know.
We just don't
know.
They could have maybe had, like, a honey liquor that was good.
True.
Because honey never goes bad.
We got some meat. Shout out Cam.
Speaking of honey, you seen how Cleopatra made that vibrator with the bees, man?
Brandon, you're a genius.
You bring that up a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you we talked about that multiple times.
Yeah, we have, man. I think that's awesome.
That was at it.
I'm
it
very
is
impressed.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Imagine being in that time watching that.
She was like the Elon Musk of her time.
Yeah, man.
Elon Musk.
Man, watching that beeswax.
Yeah, she was a real queen.
Doing that old Roman salute with Mark Anthony.
You just go in there.
Yeah, and Caesar. She fucked Caesar first.
She was getting around.
Dude.
She was like 19.
She was 17 when she met Julius Caesar.
It was good.
Yeah.
17 was like 40 back then. They didn't live long.
Mm-hmm. She was Greek, and they were practicing Egyptian customs, and he was like the first dude, you know, that she could ever fuck that like wasn't her brother. She was totally hyped on that. She was so hyped to like be able to fuck a dude
that
wasn't her brother.
Yeah, that's good.
Right.
And it's
happy.
Julius Caesar. Like, come on.
Yeah, I heard he was a stud back then, man.
Yeah.
Did some shit.
All the statues say he is, but I mean,
oh yeah.
If I had a statue made of me, I'd fucking have me look like
Fabio. Is he that statue with the junk out?
He looked pretty normal.
Huh? You know that statue where he'd be looking away?
That's David.
Oh, that's Adam? Like Adam and Eve?
No, it's Adam.
Adam and Eve?
It was David. The statue of David.
That's Michelangelo's Adam or someone's.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pull up statue of David.
They do. Oh, David's the one with the pinky muscle that they talk about.
Oh, yeah.
He's so... Oh. So my whole thing is like, yeah, he could be. He was very talented, obviously. I'm not fucking... But like that whole like... But that whole like pinky muscle thing, it's like if you had a model doing that, you would see that. Why do you have to know?
That's still hard.
It's hard as shit. I'm just saying. If you had that to...
They found evidence of like...
I guess I'm...
I don't see nothing being built like this today.
Yeah, me neither. Especially like if I had a statue made like that and it was that small, I'd be like, I'd be pretty offended.
Brandon,
that was a sign of
nothing compared to what
like
the Egyptians
intellect.
Did.
Huh? Intellect. Small dick was like intellect back then.
Intellect, that was an excuse. I'm sorry, man.
You are right.
Well,
that's
saying,
a fucking excuse.
There was like this thing. There was like talk of like it would distract from all the other stuff. But there were when they did a gladiator's bust, they would make the face of the gladiator, and then at the bottom of the bust, they would have like a model of his cock sometimes.
And was it huge?
Depends on the gladiator.
Because I'm like, I feel like that's what happened. The warriors came in there, took it all over, and they were like, oh, we're intellectual because we're getting our asses. What? I don't know, man. I don't know. I got to study more history.
Imagine your cut.
But I'm just like.
You're very passionate about
yes,
this.
Yes, I am, because I'm like, man, I'm intellectual.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah, don't.
I'm an intellectual guy.
Yeah.
But we know you have a
But it's not small.
Yeah, we know.
Thank you.
You're saying you're intellectual.
You know.
We know. Yeah,
I'm glad you know.
Athena always looks relaxed.
Yes. See. See, everybody knows. I appreciate that. Like, everybody knows.
Sometimes Brandon wears sweatpants and what, maybe no underwear.
Oh, my God. That's why. Because if you use the urinal,
exactly.
We'd see.
Yeah. And that's what I'm scared of, man. And I'm scared. That's
there's
why I'd be like,
no
you get around.
For him to fit. He has such a big dick. There's no way.
I can't even sit down. I can't even sit on the toilet and take a deuce by having to struggle.
Does it touch the,
yeah,
touch the water?
Yeah, I have to fight. Yeah.
I'm very happy
Brandon,
for you,
your
Brandon.
Your dick's touching the water?
Yeah, man, dude. I'm telling
you. Say here, tell me right
okay,
now.
Okay, let me tell you what's happening. Yeah. Let me tell you what's happening. So when I try to sit down, I'm telling
you. Which
man,
part of the water?
No. I
like when you flush
no,
it?
What I have to do, no, what I have to do is push it down.
You flush?
Because, like, then it's like it tries to hit up, and then it gets stuck on the bowl. I'm like, no, we got to push this thing down and fight that.
I hate that.
We got to fight that.
Yeah, when it tight, oh, God.
And get it down low. Depends how high the water is. Depends how high the water is.
That's why they don't have it on a public toilet, thank God. Like,
yeah,
the rim.
The rim of it, yeah. So
yeah.
They shouldn't have it in these.
I feel like they shouldn't have that at all. Like, that's horrible. And that's sad, whoever sad ass did that.
Yeah, that is. Why is that not in houses? That kind of toilet seat.
Oh, the exactly. U? I know this. Yeah. The U, it's because Americans are so fat. That's like only here, the U shape. Oh. Like the circle will snap, but the U will bend. So like the public toilets have to be U shaped because people are so fat.
Okay. Oh, so maybe we need a U.
We all need U. Yeah. I need a U.
I could use a U.
I want a U.
I could use it.
I'm tired of the round circle bowl that makes me feel bad.
Yeah.
Makes me feel unsanitized. I don't like that.
Yeah, scratching you all up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm like, I got to fight, push down, make sure.
So what do you sit down, then push it down?
Well, I got to because I'm like, I'm not just going to let it lift up and lay all over this place on top. Like, just
no,
be there.
But I'm saying you could sit down with it.
Sit down with what?
You know, go in there. You sit down and then push it down.
And hold down to make sure it doesn't touch nothing.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, we can't have that, man. Okay. You don't know what the hell's on that seat.
Mm-hmm.
Guess come.
What?
They guess come over. Cub? Yeah, they come over to the house.
Oh,
and go to
I've come in a public restroom.
I think we are.
I don't believe I have. I'm thinking about it. I don't think that's one thing I've
You've
done.
You've not jerked out of work?
Okay, see, I can't do that.
I've only come
I can't
in public
do
once.
That one. I feel bad.
No. People... So at Olive Garden in Kentucky, I would get really bored. I'd jerk off.
Oh, no.
This one time in Wisconsin at this McDonald's, my manager almost walked in on me. I was doing it in
what
the
are
closet.
You, what are you just, what?
Whoa, no, okay, I don't, no, I don't do that.
You're just jacking off in a closet at McDonald's?
Bored. Yeah, I was just bored. You don't have nothing to do.
You couldn't lock the
so
door?
So you just decided to jack off.
You had plenty to do.
I was fucking 20, all right?
Let's eat some burgers, man. I'm 20. You don't see me at work. I'm insecure at work, man. People be trying to get in.
To be fair, Brandon has a bit about jacking off at work. He's like, I don't want to throw out the homeless guy because...
That's a great joke.
I'd be doing
that's
it, too.
That's a great joke.
Yeah.
No, great but joke. Yeah, I would.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's not something it. I think. Have you ever?
No.
Yeah. Well, you?
I can't, man.
What about driving?
At least you're on your own.
Driving.
Comment down below. Ace, I'm looking at you. Ace, I know you have.
Because they try to open, people try to open the door and knock, and how can you feel insecure? You can feel secure.
That's the cool part. No,
that ain't the cool part. I open the door, they're like, oh, it's just you, Brandon. I'm like,
it's like he's not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
So it's like, say it's like, oh, my girlfriend's blind. She talks during the movie. She's like, what's going on? You know, like,
man, they ban people that do that, man. They ban that homeless guy. So
good.
Good.
Like, yeah, I remember because my somebody walked in there. He didn't lock the door. And they just walked in on me.
The way he said,
yeah.
Do we have that on camera?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
So, yeah. Lock the door.
I got to lock it. That PSA. We still got a bloody knife true somewhere
that
over here.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. You had to take that picture off?
No, I just put it here because I'm like, why is his hand so veiny?
No, you know, my hand is kind of veiny.
Ah, but that's extra veiny, man. Which hand is that?
He's in shake.
That the right hand?
I don't know. No. Yeah, right hand.
It's a sign.
What's the sign?
We all know what the sign is, man. He's probably doing, like, I don't know, man. He's just probably doing stuff. I mean, I don't know what the fuck he could do it with, but dude was doing stuff.
Well, that dick,
you
better work out.
We're doing what?
What did we were talking about at McDonald's, right? With the whack in the McDonald's closet.
So that's jacking off.
Yes.
You know you could just say that.
Yeah, this dude jacked. And that's what it looks like.
why did you not want to say jack it off?
Okay, jack off.
It was one of those new marriage rules.
Nah, it just sounds weird. I don't know.
I like jacking off better than... No, I like jerking off better than jacking off.
I like yanking the chain, man. Now, you just say yanking the chain.
Busting
like,
a nut.
Nah, that's all right.
Playing whoopee on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Rubbing one out.
Cranking the hog. Choking
the poison out.
I like choking the chicken. Yeah,
cranking the hog, choking the chicken. Mm-hmm.
Turning on the chain.
Classics.
Beating the dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Beating your meat.
Yeah, beating the meat.
That's most. That's what they use today a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Feeding the pigeons.
Feeding the pigeons. Ooh, killing the Tony. No.
What's that?
Nobody uses that. But
go on, kill Tony and tell him that.
But I'd be like, "Hey, man, you ever kill your Tony?"
What's up there, killing the Tony?
Oh, that's gonna be a new saying.
That's the episode name, killing the Tony.
Play the old skin flute.
Stretch the old, what is that, accordion or whatever they call it.
Stretch the old accordion.
Dude, yes. I know a dude that stretched it too far and sprained it.
He sprained his...
Yeah, I was like in the lunch line in my school and this dude was just talking to his friend. He's like, yeah, I'm out in the bathroom. My mom walked in and I was jacking off. And when I opened the door, I yanked it too far and it just sprained.
Damn.
Mm. And he like, yeah, pulled it out of place.
You want to hear something crazy? I can pop it. I can pop.
You can pop.
Like a knuckle. Yeah.
Really?
It's like the root. I can pop the root.
For real, man?
If it's really hard, I can like kind of like push it down and the root will pop.
So how does that feel? Does this hurt?
Jewish black magic.
I swear to God.
For real, man.
I can give you references.
You can give me references.
I can give you references.
You show me how to do it?
No, I can. I can get you in touch with somebody who's seen me do it.
Okay.
Can you, your hand in my pants, I'll put my hand on your hand, and
holy
then you do
shit.
It.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
That way I'm not touching your dick.
You guys, wait, after this, will just go in the bathroom and figure it out.
You know, can you make it loud where I can hear from the door? Because I don't want to go in there.
So you want him to go in there and to jack off while you stand outside the door?
No, man. He didn't say he didn't need it. He just popped.
Yeah.
I can't.
You just
want
to hear the pop. I just want to hear it real hard, like he said he had to.
We take me to the strip club. Okay. We get a stripper to cooperate.
Have to be hard?
Yeah, I have to be hard. Okay. I have to be rock hard.
This is crazy.
Or else it can't work. We get a stripper to cooperate. I'm telling you guys I can pull this off.
I don't like how you put that.
I don't. Yeah.
I can tell you, I can pull this off. I won't pay her like a whore. Like, you guys pay her. That way she's loyal to you. Make sure I don't have any money going in there.
No,
what? Oh my God.
Hold on. You just try to get a free lap
Charles
dance.
Watches.
What are you talking about?
This is crazy.
He's like, he thinks you're pure? What?
No, Charles will be there also as a witness.
You just want Charles in the room with you.
I do.
So he's going to watch this? This is the crazy.
He would be so uncomfortable.
I know. It'd be great.
Oh, I wish we could film his first lap dance.
Oh, yes. Just defenseless?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you haven't had one either, but you can't, right?
Yeah, I can't do that.
You can't do that.
No. Hey, it's too close to cheating.
No, mm-hmm. Definitely not that. Even, I'm good. I don't want that.
No, but would she be okay with it?
Yeah, which one would she be better with?
Because it's just her that needs to be okay with it.
Yeah.
What if she comes with you and you both get a lap dance?
Huh?
What if you both get a lap dance from ladies?
Yeah. Women have the most fun at the strip clubs, for sure.
Women do want to go. Mm-hmm. Haley wanted to go, but, you know.
No, I don't know.
Look, I sleep on it, and then ask her. just ask Tina and say, "Would you rather me get one from a guy or a girl?" Because we're doing a segment, you know, and we're doing this. We're getting one for Charles, the people who has never had one before.
Yeah.
Dante's had plenty. I can guarantee you that.
Dante didn't stop talking at all.
No.
But his picture.
Oh, he
up
was
in
talking
there.
To her the whole time. That's funny.
Top earner.
Yo, if a dude top did that spender. To me, I would cry.
Huh?
I'd be traumatized. I'd be like, "What you doing, man?"
If what?
If he was give me a some dude just got on me and started giving me a lap dance, I'd be traumatized.
Yeah, yeah. I was just playing.
I'd be hurt,
like,
man.
Like you'd never felt muscles like that.
Yeah.
No, I just would be like, dude, I wouldn't. Man, that would fuck me up for life. I'd be like, this dude just got on my. What the hell?
But what if he's in like a cop uniform,
dude? No, man, I can't. This ain't the YMCA, man. I can't.
No, but what if you think he's a cop? What if you think he's a cop?
Then you're relieved.
What if you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
You just don't know what to do because, like, he's got a gun.
I'm going to be like, this cop raped me, man.
Well, he's not raping. He's just rubbing around on
me. But I didn't tell him he could do that. He got to have my consent.
Depends on the setting.
He just turned around and be like, nah, that's finna happen. That's like bad, man.
Well, he's acting like he's a cop. He's like, get on the ground. So you think you're going, you think you're about to get shot or going to jail? He's like, I'm just playing. I'm here to party.
I don't know, man. I'm good.
He has oil on and stuff.
Yeah, but you're already tied up.
Dude, see how horrible that is, Hal? That's traumatizing.
This is the next, this is the next big segment. You're going to have to wrestle your way out of it. Or no, the black bear saves you.
Oh.
Oily?
Ooh, the black bear saves you from, why would he be getting...
Oil wrestled?
Kidnapped by a cop.
Be black. I mean, that's all you need, dude.
Yeah.
So I did have this idea for you would play George Zimmerman and he would play Trayvon Martin.
I would have to shave my beard.
Yeah.
No,
I'd do it.
I don't want to play George Zimmerman.
I don't
want to. You, Dom.
Oh, my God. You thought you would play George Zimmerman?
I thought, because he pointed right at me. I was like, okay. I was actually going to say...
No, you'd play George Zimmerman's friend who would be like defending him, but nothing racial. You would never bring up anything racial.
I would say you people a lot. I would say these people.
The people in our neighborhood just don't get it.
Some of the louder folk.
The louder folk.
In the neighborhood.
Sounds like an ancient slur. The louder folk.
Yeah, the louder folk. Sound legendary.
Dude. I went home one year for New Year's and, I was at my cousin's house, and one of their friends came over, and it was the loudest person. I mean, it was like she was screaming. She was a little, she was like 5'2".
Now she could project loud. She was screaming.
Well, no, it was like that's her voice, but she was yelling so loud. Like, I left and came back. I could hear
like
her all the way outside.
Jake's mom loud or no?
Nobody gets that loud, baby.
Damn. We've never before joked about my mom, who's a big fan of the podcast, by the way. Turns out, yeah.
Oh, I just know she's Jewish.
Is she real?
Yeah, man, a little bit.
That's why he's Jewish.
Only her.
Whereas David Friedlander, his dad's Jewish, so him, not real. Not a real Jew.
That is true.
You got to come from the chum.
The womb, huh?
The chum.
Oh, would you ever convert to Judaism?
C-H-W-O-M.
I have to study it.
Yeah, yeah, we'll put you in a class and take all the proper...
Oh, Brandon is a midwife.
My mom is a deliver Jew shit or magic.
Would I deliver? Yeah, I am.
Well, you might have to.
Yeah, I am.
It's entirely possible, Brandon.
Dude, Brandon would be the most
relaxing.
Do
you know
what to do? Oh, no, they haven't got to that part yet, man.
They haven't got to that part.
But when they do, I will.
Ooh. And you just passed. You're about to go on.
Clinical.
Oh, yeah, man. You can get out there in the field.
Yes, I am.
That big boy Brandon. So if you need your life saved, there's
some now's the time to do it. Now, if you've ever been trying to, like, fuck around with big scissors and, like, you know, with your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon, you want to know something like really funny about CPR?
Yeah.
So like when you're doing the chest compressions, you're supposed to do something like the Bee Gees because it has a really good rhythm for
staying alive.
Yep. It's really ironic, right? Staying alive. Mm-hmm. Staying alive. You know what also has the same rhythm? And Charlie pointed this out to me. Another one bites the dust.
Oh, yeah.
One bites the dust. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
They said, nah, I don't think this is true. I saw it on Instagram. They said that there was a Kendrick Lamar song where he was dissing Drake that can actually save lives.
Damn, dude. Maybe Kendrick
fans,
is the best.
Oh
yeah, Kendrick
God,
won, if
dude,
that's the case. He's
out
won.
Of line.
Maybe he is the best,
Kendrick
dude.
Won. You can't.
Certified
first of all,
lover boy, certified.
Yeah,
pedophile.
He's saving lives. What lives is Drake saving?
He can kill somebody.
Yeah, what lives is Drake saving, man?
Huh? Hey, my girl.
I don't know.
But to the light-skinned king itself, Drake, just want you to know that his album's number one again. So after all that shit, his album's still number one.
Some sexy songs.
He
which
can't
one?
Be touched. Him and Party Next Door's album.
Is that like a new one or is that old?
It's called Nokia.
Oh,
I think
Nokia.
Nokia or some shit like
was
that.
Playing with his nose, man.
We still got the dick up.
No, that's the fingers now.
The
little
dick's up there too.
Oh yeah, man.
That's
plenty
what you
of
zeroed
them.
In on.
Little shrimps.
Half a zero in on that. One.
It's Captain D's popcorn shrimp, man. That's still gonna haunt me in my dreams. Let me.
Looks like
now.
It's just sleeping on the nutsack. You know.
Exactly. What the hell? Look at this. You scared of that? Oh,
that's a new one.
That's a woman.
That.
Brandon, can
that's my kind of woman.
Dude, that's
right
there.
I see.
Wait, that's a woman for real?
No. You talking, Brandon?
No. I can't see nothing.
You can't see nothing?
It's so damn small.
But, you know, it's, you ever seen a woman that looked like that?
No, I'm just joking, man. I know this is a dude.
Okay.
I know a couple of people
look like that. It is.
All right, Brandon, let's pull up some hot shit.
Supple boy.
Some hot shit. Type in,
type in Venus, just like me. Type in Venus of Wendeldorf. I'll help you with the second one.
It's right there.
It's right there.
Oh, shit.
Is that the big one?
This is one of the oldest pieces of ancient art ever found, made by man. Here we go. This is some fine-ass shit right here, dude. This is a thick bitch.
So this is early porn, right?
Oh, this is the earliest porn. I'm talking 30,000 years old. 30,000 years old.
That's a good time.
Oh,
right
yeah,
there.
Dude.
Here go different angles. I'll get you guys.
See, they got no face on that hoe because that ain't important.
Well, no, she has a basket over her head because we kidnapped her.
That could be. It could
Hell
be.
Hell yeah. But it's like some kinks thing.
She fine, though. You see, she thick.
She got no booty, though. She go back
no,
to that.
Oh, go down to that.
No booty.
Is this
no
like booty. Lizzo right there?
But yeah, but Lizzo back in the day was a Kardashian.
I don't think Lizzo got titties like that, though. Those are some monsters, right?
She's
those are
skinny
heavy.
Now. Have you those seen her?
Dude, yeah. I have.
And she, like, burned a picture of her fat Ooh. Self or something?
Oh.
She, like, completely, like...
It's on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shows you, some people, it's not good to be... You. Some people, it's okay to be fat because you're fat.
Damn.
Like me, but it's not good. You want to know what I'm dealing with right now?
What?
Fucking hemorrhoids out, dude. I'm telling you.
The size of Brandon.
We'll just... We'll end it right here. All right. I've had to go to urgent care, and I have to take 2 days off of work because of the what?
That's your. Oh, that's his hole.
That
hole
right hole, there.
Or that's Dom's hole.
That's a hole in my asshole right now.
Damn, bro.
Zoom in on that, Brandon.
Yeah, let's.
It is zoomed in all the way at the bottom. Well, right.
We could zoom in some more. Right there.
How did he know how to do it that good?
Right.
What the fuck?
I don't think he know what he did.
He just needs
it's
direction.
Too. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Damn. Hold on.
You like CSI, Brandon? You got this.
That was insane. Enhance.
There we go.
The image quality was phenomenal.
It is. Look at it.
Now, if we could,
that's beautiful.
Get right into Dante's moose knuckle on that fuck? More exposed one. Now, that's exactly how the moose knuckle looked on Dante.
For her side thigh.
Yeah, right over there. Not on the side. Go to the frontal, full frontal of the Venus.
Oh,
and
you
if
want
we could
to see
zoom
the full
right
frontal?
In into that FUPA. If
oh,
we could
I got
just,
you. Hold on. Let's go up here.
That one doesn't have much of a pussy on it. There
wow.
we go.
This
get
one right
one
here.
The fat
Screen
pussy.
Record.
There
hold
we go.
On. Yeah, let's. Hold on. I got you.
See how far we can get into that. Get into that.
That is like pagan as fuck with a basket over the head.
Dude, it's so hot.
They were like basket masks.
Zoom in here.
Oh my God.
If you can't get pregnant with this thing, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I'll put a side by side of Dante's.
All I see is when I see this, baba, 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 baba. That's what I see right there. If you know what I mean.
No. What?
I'm talking about, remember what Mushmouth?
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of stuff. Right. Mushmouth.
I thought you were talking about the flapjack character.
Well,
let's
oh,
get back to
Oh, shit,
so.
Yeah. But let's talk about these hemorrhoids.
No, I'm just telling you guys, it gets rough. All right?
Dude, I'm it's just rough. Hoping that you're not my first call.
And it could be.
Oh, my God.
That'd be horrible.
I was treating one, and they went to the fucking doctor. They didn't even look in there. Went to urgent care. He was like, yeah, okay, this is what you do. Prescribe me something that I went to 4 different pharmacies and can't get.
He guess where he got the medicine from.
Where'd you get this medicine
Star
from?
Market.
Ooh.
Was the only place.
That's where I get my medicine from.
Really?
Yeah, that's what
well,
that,
I mean, it's
that's
a good,
where
they,
that person's
it's a compound,
because
the compound, that means they have to make it. So I still haven't got it yet, because it takes a day to
so
make
it. So it's just some Asian man in the bag making
nah,
your cream
yeah.
for you?
Dude, it's that psychiatrist. No, my bad. I only refer
his name is Hassan.
That-
he's a good guy.
So it's not that pharmacist back there, because I had, you remember that pharmacist I told you tried to violate me at that concert? That was Stars Market.
I feel like a lot of stories come back to.
No, weird. Somebody said that at my school the other day. They're like, damn, man, you got that's a lot of weird shit. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, Brandon. I started noticing now.
Yeah. Because it's like everybody say that. I'm like, damn, man.
Uh-huh. How did he try to violate you, though? Let's end on that.
No, it's the woman.
Oh, dude,
it's
he
woman.
Did.
It's
no, I was talking about
the
not you. I was talking about the woman, the lady. Remember?
No, I know you're talking about that.
Oh,
oh,
I thought
it was
you.
The dude. Was,
no, no, it was no
it.
Dude.
At the BBC.
Remember the one that like, showed me her autistic kid?
Yeah, yeah,
her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well. Man, Huntsville's a small town, dude.
It's very small, man. Well, not, it's getting bigger, but it was small.
You're telling me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here. No, I'm just fucking with you.
You guys got anything to promote?
We're on Jonathan's show. Levity Live, when is the showcase?
I don't know.
March.
It's somewhere around there. It's
sometime in March.
It's
Levity
not next
Live.
Week. It's the week
after. Yeah, week after.
I
that.
Think it's the 19th.
19th.
We'll have a showcase. 19th, more than
you're
likely.
On it?
I'm on it. Other people are also on it. Comedian Hope Rangel is on it. Possibly other comedians also will be on it.
You know who else made it?
No.
Well, congratulations, young team.
Congratulations. Let me get you a little
I've been
plug.
On there a couple times. It's all right.
Hell yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Open yeah, a lot of people had to get set that
you know,
night.
William Allen Strickland, Uncle Laser, Casket Kids, whatever. It's fine.
Strickland, too?
William Allen Strickland, right after he was on Conan. It's okay. I opened him right before
opening. Oh, I that dude, I do remember that.
I remember
guy.
Him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good dude.
Yeah, he was. I'm kidding. Yeah, he was solid, he was chill. He was cool in the green room.
Didn't he kick you out of the green room?
No, that was Uncle Laser.
But he also kicked you out of your hotel room.
He needed a minute. He needed a minute, you know?
Everybody needed that.
I was just drunk. 15. I wasn't paying attention. And I didn't realize he was about to go up. I was like, oh, you want me to? He was like, gone. Like, all right. He's out of there.
Yeah, shout out Uncle Laser. This funny.
Shout out Uncle Laser. I know he killed on Kill Tony.
Yeah, killed on Kill. But like, I'll say this. Whenever I used to watch, I'd be like, you know, because he's always trying to do a story in a minute. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? Whenever I first started, like, seeing him. And then I seen him live. Dude's a murderer.
Yeah.
But
people
it's a different,
love him.
Yeah. You
normal
want to,
people love him.
Yeah. If you see him dude. Out, like, just do a show, he's going to kill. He's a unique personality.
No one's ever seen
somebody knows
like
somebody
him.
Like him, especially mm-hmm. around the Midwest. Well,
yeah. Dude,
he's remarkably unique, dude,
yeah,
on stage.
Right, but
and he's full-time Uncle Laser. Like, mm-hmm. that's how he is
right.
off stage.
That's
like,
the part that they
watched
their,
him.
Yeah.
I watched him get a parking ticket for it, just a ticket for the car. He walked up like he was, you know, the Uncle Laser thing. Like, he was alone. He was alone. He was still Uncle Laser. It was beautiful. That's wow. him, dog.
That's how you
he's
gotta
the
be.
Shit. That's him, dude.
That's all right, perfect. Y'all. That's it.
Good shit.
Appreciate you. See you next
one.
Week.
Hell yeah.
Good luck on your hand, bro.
Scrappy Doo.